Blog Talk Radio.
That was fun.
He doesn't trust his players enough. He plays too much by the matchups. Why not play Wilmer Flores over James Loney? I don't care if he's facing a righty. I don't care about these lefty-righty matchups. Play who's the best hitter right now. If you're going to sit Neil Walker, sit him. He's down to 245 now. He's done wrong with the staff. They're a championship or bust team.
I don't see COFC pulling the trigger because Kyle Schwarber is such a young guy. The Yankees have such a strong bullpen that they can afford to make the move. Andrew Miller is the best reliever in baseball. But because the Yankees are so strong at that back end in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning, he is exactly the type of bat for the next 15 years that the Yankees could have. And the last division we have to cover is the AFC West.
I think you're going to disagree with me, but
don't say the Oakland Raiders.
I'm going to say the Oakland Raiders. Yeah, I don't need to talk Giants Dolphins. The Giants mean nothing to my Dolphins at all.
But yeah, I want to beat you. I want you crying on my doorstep next time I see you. And I quote, the NFC East is full of four mediocre teams put together.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
They're the worst division in the NFC.
If the Finns made the moves the Giants made, you'd be raving about how much better they got.
They added three guys who have never made a Pro Bowl, have never been in the playoffs.
But you have a defensive coordinator who has won a Super Bowl.
Stop it.
B. Singer and Maru back on the airwaves, and boy, does it feel great coming at you with a late night edition on this cold Tuesday evening. 323-642-1403, number to call. As always, I'm privileged to be joined by the man, the myth, and half of a legend, Nick Marucci. Nick, how we doing?
Doing good, Brian, out here in the cold, late night. It's been a while listening to our opening. A lot has changed since we were last on the air.
A whole ton has changed. A drought of 108 years has been terminated. The NFC East has proven to be the best division in that conference. And the Oakland Raiders, your pick isn't looking too shabby right now.
Yeah, that whole division, man, just unbelievable right now.
So what we'll do is, because we have just so much to cover, but we only got 30 minutes to do it, we will sign off at 11:30. And as always, we do encourage some fan interaction, 323-642-1403, number to call. What we're going to do is just NFL. Now, I know, Nick, the college football playoff rankings came out, and we were at Clemson this past weekend and then got to witness that tragic loss. But, Nick, we gave some predictions a little while back, and I heard one of those in your opening. But some of these, as we are now almost two-thirds through the season, are pretty bad. Some of them are all right. You ready to hear what we said back on July 21st?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's start wild card. You chose Broncos, Bengals, Vikings, Cardinals. I chose Broncos, Bengals as well in the AFC, Giants, Seahawks. So out of your four, which one's not even close to happening?
The Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know what happened with them this year, but they lost some guys on offense. Eifert being hurt most of the year really hurt Dalton in the red zone. The defense just doesn't look the same. The secondary just doesn't look the same at all. I mean, if you look at last night, they gave up big plays after big plays. They've lost a lot of close games, but they don't look like the team they were last year. And it stinks because Andy Dalton's a great quarterback, in my opinion, and A.J. Green's a top five receiver, in my opinion. But the rest of the team, they're just not on the same pace this year, and it's tough.
And you know what, that Cardinals one might not happen, but, I mean, that's worse because I picked Cardinals to win that NFC West. The NFC division winners, you had Cowboys, Packers, Panthers, Seahawks. You could be 3 or 4 there. The Panthers one I don't think will happen at this point. I picked Cowboys, Packers, Panthers, Cards. So I'll probably just be 2 of 4. And then over to the AFC, your division winners, Patriots, Texans, Steelers, Raiders. Could definitely go 4 for 4. I picked Patriots, Colts, Steelers, Chiefs. I also think that could be 4 for 4. But
yeah,
Let's talk, and this will transition, because we're going to talk some which seats are hottest in the NFL, and we put out some polls today, so definitely want to get to that. let's talk about those Steelers, because both of us, I picked them to be in the Super Bowl. I believe you picked them to win the Super Bowl.
I did. I did pick them to win it.
They're struggling. What the hell is the problem with the quote-unquote best offense in the league?
It's simple to me. I think it's just injuries. I think, you know, it's really tough for them.
Stop. Injuries?
Injuries. Look, Big Ben, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, arguably is the best quarterback, wide receiver, running back in the league. It probably is the best. And they really just haven't been on the field all at the same time. Le'Veon Bell suspended the first 3 games, and then 2 games later, Big Ben goes down with a torn meniscus. He clearly still, like, he's still playing. You know, he played well against Dallas on Sunday, but he isn't 100%. Is he ever 100%?
You're making excuses. First of all, Big Ben, I think, was 100%, and he had a hell of a game against the Cowboys.
No, he played well, but he's never 100%.
But then what's the – see, and this is going to transition to us when we do get to, in just a couple moments, NFL's coaches who should beware that their jobs will be taken away, because now I know what you're going to say for Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin's a guy who should not be coaching the men in black and yellow next season. The Steelers have absolutely no excuse for being in what really is not a mediocre division, but a very average division. Let's be honest. Cleveland Browns, they're not even worth talking about, even though we will get to them because they're head coach. The Cincinnati Bengals, I think their biggest loss, Mohamed Sanu, Marvin Jones, but also Hugh Jackson. I mean, Hugh Jackson had that offense last year on a good pace. Now that offense is really dormant. I mean, we saw Eifert get involved early, 3 receptions against the Giants, who are always vulnerable to the tight end. And then you got the Baltimore Ravens, whose defense is somehow coming alive. But you're talking about probably the oldest team based on contributors in the NFL. Terrell Suggs, 34 years old. Steve Smith, a year away from retiring. Mike Wallace, not the oldest, yet he's been as relevant as, oh God, I can't even think of someone as irrelevant as he's been in the past 3-4 years since leaving those Steelers. So, is it too late for Pittsburgh? Is it too late to save Mike Tomlin's job?
I mean, I don't think his job's I don't think he's on the hot seat at all. I still think
– and this is why you can't succeed in the front office.
Yeah. I still think they're going to win the division. I mean, injuries are part of the game. I get it. But it's tough when you lose – you know, Cam Hayward now is out for the year. He tore his pectoral. Mm-hmm. He's done for the year. He's their best defensive lineman. Ryan Shazier is their best linebacker. He's been hurt. You know, Lawrence Timmons has been hurt, but Dupree's been hurt. So I don't like to make injuries as an excuse, but that's what seems to be the problem for the Steelers the past few years. And to me, Mike Tomlin is the best players coach in the NFL. Players love him. His players adore him.
Does Big Ben love him?
Yes.
The recent comments, even after the comments back in October about how this team has no accountability, about too many physical leading to the injuries?
There's no way he wants Mike Tomlin out of that job. That's his coach. They've been together. They've won a Super Bowl together. I mean, Mike Tomlin, man, he's had, come on, some great season. I mean, first year, 10-6, you lose in the playoffs. And the following year, 12-4, you win the Super Bowl. And he's had 3 12-4 seasons, 11-5 seasons, 10-6 seasons. It's not like this team's been awful. In my opinion, they're still in this. You know, Baltimore Ravens are not scary to me. They're only 1 game out from them. They get to play them again at home.
On Christmas Day.
Pittsburgh will find a way to win this division still, and nobody wants to play them in the playoffs.
No, I agree. They're a team that could be dangerous in the playoffs. We've seen them do it before, really, as the underdogs. That coming in, remember the first Super Bowl with Jerome Bettis, of course, going out on top. So, number to call, 323-642-1403. So let's get into it, because we're talking Mike Tomlin, and that's going to get us into coaches whose seat are as hot as could be. Because Mike Tomlin, if they don't make the playoffs, I'll say this, if they do make the playoffs and they're bounced out in the first round, please, 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 I know they're not going to do it because they're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they've had like 3 coaches in the past like 40 years, and Dan Rooney and Rooney this, and yes, the Rooneys are the greatest. Mike Tomlin should be fired. How they're not going to win. When Ben Roethlisberger, sure, maybe he's not healthy, but he missed, he missed 2-3 games? They have Antonio Brown. They have Le'Veon Bell. God, do something with that defense. That defense isn't showing up now. Is it Tomlin's fault? Of course not. He doesn't play. But, you know, eventually the Bucs got to stop with him, and they are way too talented to not be a Super Bowl contender. So at the end of the season, if they are not a Super Bowl contender, I'd get rid of Mike Tomlin.
To me, that's just unbelievable because we'll go to a division opponent in the Cincinnati Bengals about Marvin Lewis.
Oh, he should be fired too.
Yeah, but every year he just makes it to the first round and loses, and he still has held on to him. He has no resume.
Right. The Cincinnati Bengals have never won a Super Bowl.
But Mike Tomlin has won a Super Bowl, and he's been to another Super Bowl with this team, and he's had 3 12-4 seasons, and he's, you know, a class act. He's a player's coach. Marvin Lewis, he has still held on to this job.
He's a class act. He trips players going down the sideline. So you're going to tell me Mike Tomlin, because he's been to a Super Bowl, it's good. Now let me ask you this, because we talked about it before.
He's won a Super Bowl. Don't forget that.
Okay.
He's won it.
Okay.
Second year.
Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy should be fired.
How? What's the difference between he and Mike Tomlin besides the obvious?
You can just tell with how this team is. He's kind of losing his team a little bit, Mike McCarthy. You don't see the Steelers quitting on him. Okay, that was a tough game to play, but that team quit on Sunday, the Packers. They gave up big plays after big plays. Yeah, maybe you start by firing Dom Capers, the defense coordinator, who's been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike McCarthy, man, he calls the plays. His play calling has been atrocious, and you have the best quarterback in the NFL skill-wise. You need to do better with that. I know fans I understand he's won a Super Bowl over the first couple of years. His team has not been anything but average. And to me, in my opinion, they're just not that good. And you have to, to me, if you get rid of him, you can bring in a guy like Jim Harbaugh. You can bring in somebody, because that's the best job to get in place, because of Aaron Rodgers. And you can just see this team, I think, has put up with him, honestly. When I watched them play, they gave up 47 points to Tennessee. I don't care, like, if we think Mariota's
It's unfortunate because this is a guy who's been with the team for, I think, 8 years, since 2008, and he's posted a 15-1 year. Last year, the offense under Mike McCarthy, 23rd in yards. This year, they're right around the middle, 15th. This Aaron Rodgers, from watching him play for the past, so many years, he's been up there as one of, in my opinion, of quarterbacks I've seen, the best of all time. Now, will the rings back it up? Will the numbers back it up? Maybe not. But his ability to move inside and outside the pocket, make throws off his back foot that I've never seen before, he was, in my opinion, if I could have had one quarterback, it would have been him. And I think Mike McCarthy has wasted some of Aaron Rodgers' time. And it sucks because record-wise, Mike McCarthy's been about as good as you could get. I mean, from all his time with Green Bay. But I think it is time for Mike McCarthy to go. But you're saying the difference between he and Tomlin is Steelers players aren't quitting? I think you could argue some of those Steelers players are quitting. I think you could argue that defense has quit.
I don't think they have quit. I just think injuries are never an excuse, but to this team, they've lost. They have a lot of guys banged up, a lot of guys on that defense, and, I just don't see how, you can blame a coach for losing his top defensive lineman and losing his top linebacker for a few weeks. I just don't see how you can blame him. I mean, that was a tough game against arguably the best team in football right now. I know it's at home, but this team, they're still going to make a run. They're still one of the scariest teams in football to me. The Packers aren't scary to me anymore. They're not a scary team like they used to be. The Steelers to me are still scary. I wouldn't want to play them. I would be okay playing the Packers with how they are. The offense, is it all, totally better on Mike McCarthy? Maybe not. Maybe you could blame Thompson a little bit. Signing good skill position guys, because, as of right now, their tight end right now is horrible. Richard Rodgers and, are the receivers that good? Jordy Nelson, yeah, he's had a good comeback here, but he really doesn't have many options. The running game isn't there. They don't have any running backs. They have the ability. They have no other guys. So, to me, it's just like the skill guys aren't great. It's just you need to give more weapons to Aaron Rodgers.
So we posted a poll earlier, and it included Mike Tomlin, and it included three other guys, Todd Bowles, Chuck Pagano, and Jeff Fisher. Out of those three, and I know which one you're going to say, I'll tee you up for it. Which one deserves to be fired the most?
It's like not even close to me. He should have been fired years ago. Jeff Fisher. I think he's the worst coach in NFL history for what people see him as. Come on, he held the position in Tennessee for 15 years and really did nothing with that team except going on the one Super Bowl back in 2000, but they kept him since 2010. And he takes a year off, he gets the job with the Rams, and has done nothing. And then this year, you're in L.A., you have the number one, you trade up to get the number one overall pick, you draft a quarterback, Jared Goff, and you don't play him all year, and you just announce you're committed to him, and it's the new era, mid-season, and draft a quarterback and groom him up. I get that, but they come back. You groom him, and you can see some of these rookies to the play this year. They didn't even give Jared Goff a start. I don't know if Jared Goff's that bad, or if Jeff Fisher is making a bad decision, but he needs to go. They've talked extension for him all year. He needs to be fired.
Listen, I can't disagree with you there. I can't. You look at Jeff Fisher's win-loss records. He hasn't had more than 8 wins in 8 years, and that was back with the Titans in 2008. It's been 8-8, 6-10, and then a bunch of 7-6 win seasons. How about this? Do you take any significance to Eric Dickerson's comment that Jeff Fisher was pressured into drafting Jared Goff?
I mean, just a little bit. I mean, he was. I don't think, you know, he made the decision at all to trade up, right? I mean, that was all.
Mm-hmm.
That was not him, and yeah, maybe he was pressured because he was feeling like maybe this team was just a quarterback away. Because honestly, they have the running back, they have Tavon Austin as a weapon, they have a good defense to people, and all they need is a quarterback. But he just didn't, you know, he didn't play him. Maybe he didn't want to because he, you know, like you just said, he felt pressure. Maybe he didn't even want him in the first place. But I don't know. It's just to me, I just don't see him as a good coach at all. I don't think he's been good ever.
You know who's not a good coach? I'll go off that. Chuck Pagano. Chuck Pagano is a guy who how the hell? First of all, I know for okay, I can't say I know for a fact because I don't. But Jim Irsay was gonna fire Chuck Pagano until 24 hours, not even before, when Pagano and the GM go in begging how they're friends again and they'll rekindle everything and everything will be fine. Well, let me tell you, right now it's not fine. At 4-5, your offense is awful. Your defense is 30th in the league in yards allowed. Last year, their offense was terrible. Yes, I know Luck got injured. But even in his first couple of years, the offense was right in the middle of the pack with a quarterback that I think every team would die to have. Hell, I'm a Giants fan. My Giants are hot right now. Eli Manning, great Super Bowl winning quarterback. You let me choose one of the two, choose an Andrew Luck. Hands down, and I know you're doing the same thing with Ryan Tannehill. Chuck Pagano, and God bless the man, he's strong and he's a hero to a lot of people, but he did not deserve to be employed right now, and he sure as hell, if this team doesn't win what could be the, remember the NFC West years back when the Seahawks made it 7-9?
Yeah.
This division is, and somehow they won. That's what Beast Mode started up against the New Orleans Saints, but this division is worse. This division is absolutely abysmal. And the Colts probably won't even win it. Right now, the best team in that division is the Tennessee Titans, just based on who's hot. Chuck Pagano deserves to be fired. Agree, disagree.
You know, it's really tough for me to say. It's like because you know, his first 3 years, 11-5, and you make the playoffs every year, and last year was tough because I was talking about injuries before, and they really had injuries more than anybody. I mean, when you lose Andrew Luck and you have to go to Matt Hasselbeck, I mean, you're not going to win.
Yet they fired Jim Caldwell when Peyton Manning's out for the year.
Yeah, I didn't agree with that at the time either. I just think, you know, they wanted a whole new fresh start because they knew they were you know, moving on from Peyton, and I don't know if they want anybody else from that staff left. But
because they
I
did fire Bill Polian, you know, Bill Polian left after that, too. Okay.
But my thing is like, after last year, I did not think Chuck Pagano should be fired. You know, 8-8 with that team, with what happened with the injury, I was just like, you know what, he deserves to come back because of what he's done. I think he should have been fired already this season. They got off to a bad start. They still look bad. It stinks. Andrew Luck, really, like, has he really been the same since Bruce Arians left to take Arizona's job? You know, he doesn't have the protection. They haven't the right offensive line around him. You know, they're finally getting a running game. Frank Gore's turning back the clock. They had their first 100-yard rusher since 2012 this year. Like, that's a joke. You know, you have this quarterback who has top three skill in the NFL, and you're wasting his best years. You're not building the right things around him. I think he should have been fired already. If you wait out this year and you win the division and maybe sneak in at that 8-8 record, you got to hold on to him. But they need a whole new, you know, I think a whole new offensive play, like a playbook. I think they need to, you know, get the right fit for Andrew Luck because right now it just doesn't look good.
I think if they make the playoffs and they get bounced early, I think you do get rid of him. I think you go after a guy like Jim Harbaugh. You have the quarterback of the century on that team, and you have Jim Harbaugh, you know, Andrew Luck's guy. You throw whatever you can. I personally don't think Harbaugh is leaving Michigan. I think he's in a great situation there. But I think you do get rid of Pagano with or without a playoff appearance and nonetheless a playoff win.
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I still don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I didn't pick them to make the playoffs, so maybe they should get rid of them. That's tough because, you know, I actually think he's actually a good coach. Just different things have happened that haven't favored him, and, you know, it's tough. But this is how the, you know, the business works in the NFL. You know, if you're not performing, you got to go, and I get it. But, you know,
we got 7.5 minutes left. Let's go over two more coaches, and then we'll get to some Tony Romo with Dallas Cowboys talk. 323-642-1403, number to call. First one I want to get to, this might be a surprise, Todd Bowles. Thoughts on his job security in North Jersey?
I think he's safe, but in my opinion, what I've seen, again, I see another team that's quit on him. It just doesn't look like, you know, sometimes they're giving everything they got, oh, stupid penalties all the time. You know, he's had the beef with Ryan Fitzpatrick a little bit, and I think he's safe because, you know, this is only his second year.
All right, we're back here on B-Singer and Maru. Some technical difficulties, but we're talking Todd Bowles, and I agree with you on the point where it looks like his players have quit on him. And look, let me say this. They came close to making the playoffs last year, but they had to have a better performance in that last game against the Buffalo Bills, Rex Ryan, out of all teams. And that just doesn't get it done in New York. Todd Bowles, this defensive specialist that came from Arizona who had an absolutely ferocious defense and an overall really balanced team. I think he's safe, like you mentioned, just because it's his second year. I think this is the year where they say, okay, we'll give you one more year. But you know what? Maybe I'm too tough. And you know, it's easier said than done. But I would look into other alternatives for him as well. And then last one I want to get to, we have just over 4 minutes left, and we got some Tony Romo talk. Hugh Jackson. Let's say the Browns go 0-16, and we put this poll out on Twitter. We got almost even. Most people thought he should not get fired or should not lose his job. If the Browns go 0-16, should Hugh Jackson be the Browns coach next season?
Yes, he still should be. I think Ray Horton should go, the defense coordinator, but I think we've seen flashes in that offense. Hugh Jackson has developed a number one receiver and a guy like Terrell Pryor. He's developed him and
Corey Coleman.
Corey Coleman, they got. They have weapons. They need a quarterback bad. And Hugh Jackson, I think the offense has. They've had some good games that offense, and it's tough. He's not given, you know, a crazy amount of talent. The defense is very untalented, and it's tough. You just hired this guy. You have to find some stability with this team. They're hiring and firing coaches every year, and you need to find some stability. You need to have something there for this team, and you got to give a guy another, you know, at least another year. I mean, you know, I think Hugh Jackson is part of this. They're gonna, you know, I'm not saying they're gonna be a great team again next year, but they have a ton of draft picks. And hopefully they can develop something through the draft, maybe even free agency, but I don't think he should be fired.
I'm with you 100%. This might be the first one. I guess Todd Bowles, I was a little stronger on Pagano. We haven't agreed on many tonight, but I do agree on this. I like Hugh Jackson. I thought he got short end of the stick when he went 8-8 with an awful Oakland Raiders team, and he got canned. That was a few years back. That was 2011. Last year, Cincinnati, as offensive coordinator, they were 7th in the league in points. This guy is a good football mind. He coaches an awful football team. And the last thing the Cleveland Browns need to do is get another coach in there and start from scratch. So just 2.5 minutes left. Tony Romo, news conference, says he doesn't want to be a distraction, says Dak is the man for his job, for the job, as hard as it is for him to say that. Is Tony Romo being a distraction by saying he doesn't want to be a distraction?
Yeah, I think so a little bit. I think, you know, the way I watched his press conference today, I watched his statement, and he was about to break down and start crying. And, you know, people are now starting to feel bad for him, and now he's the talk when Dak should be getting all the talk. They're 8-1. They're the number one team in the NFL right now. And I didn't think it was necessary, the statement, for him to say, you know, as hard as it is for me, you know, Dak is earning the job and he's going to be the quarterback. I thought it was a known thing. That's up to the coach. This team's hot, and I thought it was just, he has to accept the backup role. That's it. They're going to stick with this guy. So I just didn't think it was necessary for him to bring out the statement today to get the attention to him all week going into this game, because if now Dak plays bad this week at home against a team like Baltimore, you know, people are thinking, oh, why don't we go back to the class of Tony Romo? You know, he looks ready. He looks hungry to play. I don't know. I just didn't think it was necessary with this team, how they're rolling.
Yeah, but, I mean, in my opinion, and I've said it, I know you've, you know, wavered kind of my way as well with Dak's emergence. The Cowboys as a team are making the right decision by sticking with Dak. And I think if they were to switch, as much as close as Witten is with a guy like Tony Romo, as much as Dez probably even wants Romo to come back just based on the numbers, the Cowboys would make an awful decision. And I mean awful, I think. Not saying Romo would do awful, but the old expression, why fix what's not broken, you mentioned it. In a league that has been absolutely crazy this year, Dallas has emerged as that top team in the NFC.
Yeah. I didn't think Dak should stay in. It was before the Packer game, but he showed me something there on the road. To me, with Dak, every game he has played, he has gotten better in. And, you know, it's obviously helps when he has a running back like Ezekiel Elliott, an offensive line like that. But Dak is making throws now that I didn't think he can ever make. And, you know, just let the train keep rolling.
Let the train keep rolling. We'll be back in 24 hours. Thanks for listening, everybody.